This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky 4-H Country Ham Project participants will still compete for top honors this year, although they will not be part of the opening day activities at the Kentucky State Fair. University of Kentucky meat science specialist Dr. Greg Renfro says the State Country Ham Committee decided to hold the contest in a different manner.
There's two parts of their score that a student gets, and one is the ham itself, and the other one is a speech. And so, since we can't be at the state fair, we can't do the physical distancing. I like the word physical distancing rather than social distancing. Doesn't sound as terminal. But we can't physical distance all those people at state fair, so we've got it broken down to where the smoked hams are going to be judged in Bowling Green.
Dr. Renfro says the non-smoked hams will be judged in Shelby County, with students also required to complete a communication project.
We've opted to keep the communication aspect of it, and the students are writing essays on the speech topics rather than actually giving a speech. So we felt that it was important that they continue to have the communication aspect of the project.
He adds the essays will be judged by volunteers across the state, knowing the committee feels it's important to see the ham project through to the end.
We started this when the world was normal, so to speak. And so we were faced with, what are we going to do? Because we have all these kids out here, we have all these hams out here, and we wanted to make sure that we finished the project.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Travel in the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.